You see your acoustic set yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard some fantastic reviews of that. We've been talking about that all day yesterday. How was it for you both?
That's so nice to hear. It went really well, except from power cut in second last song. But we just carried on, and I think we did the right thing. I mean, the audience seemed to love it anyway, and I think, I mean, the same thing happened yesterday to Phil. Yeah, exactly. With this band, his guitar, something went wrong with his guitar, and the audience went, you know, what's going to happen next? And I think, you know, it's unfortunate, but I mean, still, you know, it's entertaining. We said in a few interviews yesterday that we planned it all out so that there would be a power cut, but obviously, you know, it wasn't. But I think it was very good that there was a really big audience there for, you know, such an early slot, so I was really surprised and happy about it.
Yeah, there were quite a few people that I heard on the Thursday. They were just like, yeah, we're going to get there. But
yeah, I was so surprised because it was in a completely different building to the rest of the festival, and I thought, you know, it's just going to be, you know, a handful of people that turns up, but it's a really, really big crowd, so.
We played also acoustic at Bloodstock as well.
No, we played at the acoustic stage, but we did an electric set, actually, so.
I've seen some good photos from that one as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That went down really, really well.
Yeah.
I managed to swing past it on the way past.
Yeah, I think a lot of people did.
It's a good stage. It's difficult, though, isn't it? I mean, it's so much smaller and enclosed, so trying to, I think, watch it, it's a very...
A couple of people at the festival I spoke to, like they said, I was talking to them and they said, oh yeah, we saw your band, but because
there
was, because of obviously the height of the stage, and then obviously certain heights of other people, they couldn't really see anything, so they were just kind of like, they moved on.
We knew this when we were rehearsing for the set, so we actually built like a little table for me to stand on at certain points of the set, and I think, you know, than a few people in the back can see as well. Yeah. You can always see Connor because he's so tall.
Just like that, it's just the hair as well, I think.
For a short person like me, that helps. I was in the room going, I know something's going on.
People have gathered. Big hair.
So coming towards the end of the year, what would you say has been the highlight for you?
I think I can speak for everybody in the band when I say Sweden Rock Festival. Mm. I mean, for me, that's a dream come true because I've been to that festival since I was 15 years old, and it's always been a dream to perform there, and now it happened this year, and I mean, all the guys seem to love it. It was Connor's first time in Sweden, and I think I can say that he seemed to enjoy it.
I would say, like, you know, the whole, I mean, looking back, obviously, I mean, I'm not that old really, but like, looking back, you know, obviously past years, yeah, I've only been playing in bands for like, what, five years, kind of like past the college thing. I mean, obviously, you know, some people are in bands, one single band longer than that, but like, I'd say like this whole past year has been a highlight for me.
It's been exploding this year. It's like, just, you know, nothing happens, and then like, boom, everything happens at once, and it seems like once you've started to, like, the snowball has started to roll, it sort of rolls by itself after, like, you know, it's just, do you call it, can you say the snowball effect?
Yeah,
do you say that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, that has happened to us now, and we're so happy about it.
You
know,
great a few festivals, haven't you, this year?
Yeah, and great reviews in some major magazines, and great response for the album, and, you know, it's just been a fantastic year.
Apart from the fact that I think you live in London,
yeah.
What led you to call the album then?
The red thread in the album, in the lyrics, is that it's about feelings that I've had in London and people that I've met in London and places that I've been to in London. So that's what ties it together, really, and that's why it's called London. I mean, it's an amusing city, and I'm sure, you know, you could write 1,000 albums about London because it's such a inspiring city.
For someone that lives there, then, what would you, people that haven't been there, I've been there for 15 years, what is your specific tip about London? Because everyone has their own little niche of things where you have to live there to find these little...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure because it's, I mean, I work all the time, so I don't really have time to, like, I don't know, do something exciting in London. So it's
now you sound
really
like
stupid.
A proper Londoner.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, you're so focused on what you're doing, and it's just, you know, you're just walking like with focus on wherever you're going, and you know, just I'm just a very focused person as well. I mean, naturally. So, but I'm trying to think. I really like the canals, like Regent's Canal is really beautiful. I mean, I think that's it's nicer to go somewhere like that rather than go and watch like Big Ben and Piccadilly Circus. I'd rather, if I went to London, never been here there before, I would rather buy a can of Kronenbourg beer for £1 and go and sit by the canal and like watch the boats that it's like on the canal rather than, you know, go to a fancy restaurant and see Big Ben. So that's my tip. Do you have a tip?
Same kind of thing. You just, yeah. I mean, you know, obviously for, it's different for everyone, but I'd say, you know, kind of, you'd have to, because London's got so many different things, I'd say the person would have to explore it for themselves, really.
Well, I have one thing, actually. There is a corner behind the Fox, which we call the Piss Corner.
the Piss Alley.
The Piss Alley, yeah. That's pretty exciting. You can sit there and have a few cans. Great. And if you want to be really luxury, that's my Swedish word for luxury. How do you say
luxury.
It?
Luxury.
Yeah, if you want to be really... Say
luxury.
Then you, then you can make a packed lunch and take it with you and sit in the Piss Alley and eat it. My best tip for anyone who hasn't been to London. It's London life that I'm living, at least.
So have you got any thoughts about your next album? You already
We've started to write for it already, and we're looking at recording it sometime next year. Don't know yet, but we are going to record a single first in January, which will be like a teaser for what's to come in the next album. We're going to make a music video for that single as well.
Yeah. So have you got any ideas about the video?
Yeah, we have been working with a guy called Chris Dart before, and he's really talented, and he's already got like a brief of what the video will be like, and he's really talented, so we're looking forward to that a lot.
What sort of bands do you get to go see? Do you ever get to go see just bands?
Yeah, someone else in another interview asked what we're doing to relax, and I said I never really relax because I'm working all the time. But then you go and see bands, which is also, you know, in one way work because it's research, you know, you see what other bands do and, you know, take inspiration from it. But I do go to quite a few gigs, but it's, you know, it's the classic rock scene and metal. Can't remember what gig I went to last. What gig did you go to last?
Apart from our own one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Wednesday. Yeah, that was Wednesday. Wednesday just gone. I think it was Four Wheel Drive, actually.
Okay.
A little while ago at the Fox.
Yeah, they're a great band.
Knew I recognised you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good gig.
I'm thinking what gig I went to last. I went to my own gig last Wednesday.
Yeah, the last one, yeah.
Yeah.
We see most of the bands, it's the other sort of, like, you know, bands that are on.
Yeah.
So, who did you manage to catch yesterday? Because I saw you both sort of wandering around.
We watched Skin Red and Black Star Riders, States of Panic, Sister.
I also saw Curb Grinder.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Mia used to play in a band about five or so years ago. And we'd actually played with the Curb Grinder in this old band, but like it was like a small venue in the middle of nowhere. It was like in Tottenham somewhere. And I didn't realise I walked into the venue and I saw the guitarist. I was like, oh man, they're on. I was like, okay, so I'll watch these guys then. Who else did I see? I think there was just before Tigers of Pantang. I think they started with an A. I can't remember. It's like a stoner rock band with a female singer. I remember that.
Aluna.
Yeah, there you go. Saw them. I enjoyed them as well. Yeah.
What's do you have a musical guilty secret?
musical guilty secret?
Yeah, so guilty pleasure, kind of. You know, your favourite song. You know, some people obviously wouldn't like us exactly, but it'd be like, you know, if you like One Direction or...
Oh, okay, I get
Please don't say that.
No. I'm just saying, for example.
No, I get it. I'm sure I have one. But I don't really think you can be guilty for liking a different kind of music, though. I mean, especially as a musician, I think it's important to take your inspiration from different sources. If you only listen to classic rock, your music would just sound exactly the same as all the other bands. So I think it's important to take inspiration from other genres as well. Otherwise, nothing will ever, you know, sound original. No, so I can't say I have musical guilt. What's that?
Guilt, yeah. Guilty pleasure.
Well, who is the...
I'm not feeling guilty about it anyway.
What was the first album you bought?
Ace of Base. And I'm not guilty about that. You have it also, great. I love Ace of Base. I think they're amazing. I mean, well, I can say this. I think that Backstreet Boys songs from the 90s are great. I think those songs that were produced by Max Martin and Dennis Pop in the early 90s and during the 90s was absolutely fantastic. So well written and so well produced. I guess some people would think that was a bit of a guilt, music guilt, but I'm proud, I can say we're proud.
I think probably when I was a teenager, it's not so much now, but I was quite into like hip-hop and rap kind of stuff.
But are you feeling guilty for it?
Kind of.
Really?
It's just like, it's like, nowadays it's like, it's everything I don't like.
Yeah, you know, okay.
It's always the same kind of generic. Leave me alone. But yeah.
Speaking of that, I'm on a mission to see if I can get one band at this festival to write next year's Christmas number one. To get those bands off the number one slot. Would you be thinking about that?
Yeah.
I think so. I've always said as well, like, obviously not a big band, but obviously we've got the AC/DC thing there that they're going to try to do this year, but I always reckon that they should have Ozzy Osbourne's Mama I'm Coming Home.
Yeah.
Because it's got a Christmassy sound to it anyway. And obviously, you know, the whole thing with all the people, you know, away, you know, soldiers are away, and it's like kind of like Christmas. You know, kind of fits in, I reckon. But yeah, I'd reckon we should as well. Something different, you know.